Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss, so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 89 of the O Woman Podcast. And today I wanted to talk about the sexual benefits of body hair. So I've talked about body hair in previous episodes, talked about different things that people feel about body hair, whether it's their own leg hair or armpit hair or their partner's body hair. But today I wanted to talk about some of the sexual benefits of the hair, how it can actually make sex a little bit more fun, both your own hair and your partner's hair. So we'll start off by talking about your own hair. So everybody has different hair. Some people have more crotch hair than others just naturally. Some people shave all their crotch hair, some of their crotch hair, none of their crotch hair. So it just depends. Same thing with leg hair, armpit hair, head hair. You might prefer to have really short hair. You might prefer to have really long hair. So keep in mind that this is kind of my understanding of the sexual benefits of body hair based on the kind of body hair I have. I have long hair. I have crotch hair. I don't shave all my crotch hair. You know, so for example, I'm kind of going with what I know. But you can always look at applying this in your own life and, maybe even trying something new with your body hair if you feel like it. So the most obvious place to start would be the hair that everybody sees every day, which isn't your pubic hair, I hope. It's your head hair. If you have any, in most cases, if you're a woman, you do, to some degree, have head hair. Now, the really nice thing about your own hair is that it can be stroked. Your partner can stroke your head hair. They can kind of pull on your head hair a little bit. Some people like this kind of in a role play, getting their hair pulled kind of in like a demanding, controlling kind of way. I've never really liked getting my hair pulled. But another really nice thing that I've noticed about my own hair is because it's so long is that it feels really nice as it's moving over your skin. And this applies not just to sex with a partner, but sex with yourself. It feels to me really sensual. It's kind of a hidden thing. It kind of hides parts of you. But it also reveals parts of you. So the really cool thing that I like about my hair is that it can cover up my boobs if I wanted to, which is kind of tantalizing in itself. Or it can not cover up boobs. It just depends. But it can also be used to kind of tickle someone else. You can tickle your partner with your hair. If it's super long, it's kind of hard to without drowning them. But if it's medium length, you could tickle your partner with your hair. So there's lots of different things to think about with just your head hair that you're so used to just putting up in a bun or a ponytail or wearing down and going, doing what you need to do. But you can use it to your advantage. You already have it. Why not use it? The other obvious type of hair that you are going to have is crotch hair, potentially. Now, like I said before, you might not have crotch hair, but I'm going off of the fact that I do, and that's my experience. Now, there's a lot of things that crotch hair does. Well, it naturally grows there. I've talked about this in a previous episode. It naturally grows there to kind of provide an extra cushion to that external genitalia part of you. So you're kind of your pubic cushion, that area right there, your mons pubis, because that's kind of fatty tissue surrounding your labia and all that. But the hair is an extra kind of cushion. It also is really good for keeping that area clean. I know it seems kind of like, oh, wait a minute, that sounds like the opposite of clean. But it's good for holding in some moisture, letting the air flow in other ways. So it can act as a cushion for actual sex. So oral sex, sexual intercourse. And when it acts like a cushion, it can also kind of participate in providing friction. So whether you're on purpose doing that, the fact that your hair is getting pulled on or rubbed up against causes an extra friction. It kind of pulls on that skin in that area that might not happen in the same way as if you didn't have any crotch hair. Now, a lot of people that I know that don't have crotch hair say that it's extra friction for that reason, but that would be a skin-on-skin friction, a little bit less subtle than using the hair to kind of create a friction in the area. Another thing about it is it can be grabbed, which can be really nice, depending on how long your crotch hair is. It might be very short, it might be normal length, you know, your average length that your crotch hair grows. But so depending, you might be able to grab a hold of it, yourself or your partner. And your partner grabbing a hold of it can be really nice because that's going to create an extra sort of friction during sex, or during foreplay or any of those things. That's a way to touch that area of you without actually directly touching the skin. You can grab the hair and kind of move everything around. So another thing that I've had experience with is leg hair. I don't have leg hair now, but for a couple years of my life, I didn't shave my legs as an adult. So I know what it's like to have sex with leg hair and without leg hair. Now, the one thing that I notice that's the big difference is my legs are so much softer. I mean, they're smoother when they're shaved, but they're generally softer, and there's more of kind of a cozy, intimate friction between my legs and my partner's legs when I have leg hair. So it's kind of nice. It's kind of an unexpected thing, too, but it's really so soft to feel the kind of rubbing up against someone else. So that's something to think about. Maybe you have leg hair, maybe you don't, but that's just something to keep in mind. Now, thinking about if your partner's a guy, because mine is, what kind of body hair they have that might be sexually beneficial to you. So if your partner's a girl, a lot of the same things are going to apply, what I just talked about, your own body and her body, depending on if she has armpit hair, leg hair, or whatever. But if it's a guy, and he has body hair, some people go, ooh, body hair, gross. You know, he's like my dad. You know, I've heard that a lot. And, you know, hairy guys are kind of made fun of in the media. But body hair can be really nice, even in places you wouldn't expect. So let me explain. First of all, head hair. Same sort of situation. I really like it when guys have longer hair. I just think it looks nice. I don't know why. I just do. So the same thing can be done with his hair as with yours. It can be stroked. It can be pulled on. It can be used to be tickly. It's so nice when it kind of falls on your face and touches, kind of frames your face when you're kissing. It's really a nice thing. There's also beard, of course. Men have the ability to grow beards. So beards are really nice when they're not super short to me. When they're short, when they're a couple days old, they can be really scratchy and pokey, which could maybe be a nice thing depending on what you like. But when they're longer, they're nice because they're soft and they just feel really cozy. They're not prickly. They don't get in your way. They don't get in your mouth like you expect. Even a mustache, it doesn't really get in your mouth. I feel like that's something people think about. But it's just a really soft cushion. It makes you feel like you're in a cloud. That's how I feel about it. Now, crotch hair, same situation. Maybe your guy has crotch hair, maybe he doesn't. Usually probably he does. I think most guys have crotch hair. They haven't gone into the world of shaving everything off so often as women have. But the same thing can happen with his crotch hair. It can be grabbed, it can be pulled, and also especially too, the hair that grows on the balls, you can kind of pull on that and move the balls around, which is a really cool thing also. Now, my favorite is chest hair. It seems like a shock that that could be a favorite, but it really is. And here's the reason. It is so soft. And when you're done having sex or whatever, you just lay there and snuggle, and it is like the coziest, softest thing in the world. It's not coarse like you would think maybe it would be. It's so soft and wonderful. That's the thing about that. Also, a really great thing about that is if you're rubbing up against him, him having chest hair can be kind of a nipple stimulation, an extra little tickle, which is a really nice thing. Same thing with back hair. A lot of women are freaked out about back hair. I don't really see why. If you love the person and they have hair in this place, why would you be worried about it? But the same thing with back hair as some of the other body parts, like the crotch hair, is you can kind of pull on it, you can grab it, or you can at least rub your hands over it and feel how soft it is. Same thing with shoulder hair. The shoulder hair and the back hair, that come, sometimes they connect, they wrap around. Shoulder hair, too, can be so soft. Now, if your guy kind of trims it or shaves it, that's a different story. It could be prickly. But if he doesn't, it can be a really nice thing to lay your head on. It's just really the softest, coziest experience probably I've ever had. And then there's that spot that connects to the crotch hair that women like to call the happy trail, that kind of hairy area between their belly button and their crotch. Now, the nice thing about that is usually really soft too, and it can be tickly when you're rubbing up against it, and it can be a nice tickly area if you're trying to tantalize him and kind of tickle that area. In addition, there's just other fuzz everywhere. There could be. I mean, there's fuzz everywhere on women's. Sometimes it's more of a fine fuzz, or sometimes women get rid of it. But there's fuzz everywhere, and it's usually very soft. It's not prickly. And you can use any of that to your advantage, because your skin rubbing up against something soft is always going to be attractive, is always going to be fun, is always going to be beneficial, and really sexy. So this episode, I just really kind of want to encourage you to rethink body hair. There's such an issue, I feel like, with body hair being negative, both with women and with men. Body hair is only acceptable on men if it's in a certain spot, and if it's of a certain length, and if it's a certain color, you know, that kind of thing. Body hair is only acceptable on women in, like, you know, all of, like, two places. People forget that we have ass crack hair, and we have crotch hair, and we have leg hair naturally that grows. So do with it as you will. It's your life. It's your body. And know that if you have it all, it's going to be soft and cozy. It's going to actually be a benefit as opposed to a detriment to sex. If you feel sexy in whatever kind of hairy skin you're growing, then by all means, continue doing it. I completely understand, and it makes everything cozier. So thanks always for listening to the O Woman Podcast. Just want to quickly remind you to check out the website, owomanpodcast.com. You can email me, emma@owomanpodcast.com, or leave a message or a comment on the website with any questions or comments or ideas you have for a show. Also, if you go to the episode archives tab, you'll see all the episodes that you might have missed in the past, the other 88 episodes that I've done. So please check us out on Facebook, O Woman Podcast, and subscribe on iTunes and rate the episodes, please. That would be awesome. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.